They slowed, and Zirid shifted in her grasp. Perhaps he did not believe it. Pressure built behind Aaron's eyes. An ache formed in her head. The balloon of her power slowed them further. She could see benches in the plaza. A fountain. She could distinguish individual windows in the sky rises around them. They were 500 meters up and still falling fast. The pressure in her brain intensified. Her vision blurred. The ache in her head became a knife stab of pain. She screamed, but held on. Held on. 400 meters. 300. They slowed still more, and Aaron feared she could not bear any more. 200. A second stretched into an eternity of pain and pressure. She thought she must burst.
"Hang on, Aaron,"
Zirid said, his voice muffled by the mask. He was rigid in her arms. 50 meters. They were still going too fast. 20. 10. She dug deep, pulled out what power she could, and expended it in a final shout, an expulsion of power that entirely arrested their descent for a moment. They hung in the air for a fraction of a second, suspended only by the invisible power of the Force and Aaron's ability to use it. And then, they were falling free. She released Zirid, and they both hit the Duracrete feet first, the shock of impact sending jolts of pain up Aaron's ankles and calves. She rode the momentum of the fall into a roll that knocked the wind from her and tore a divot of skin from her scalp. But she was alive. She lifted herself to all fours, every muscle screaming, legs quivering, blood dripping from her scalp. She tore off her mask.
Zirid?
I'm all right, he answered, his voice as raw as old leather. I can't believe it. But I'm all right.
She sagged back to the Duracrete, rolled over onto her back, and stared up at dawn's light spreading across the sky. The long, thin clouds, painted with the light of daybreak, looked like veins of gold. She simply lay there, exhausted. Zirid crawled over to her, cursing with pain throughout. He peeled off his mask and lay on his back next to her. They stared up at the sky together.
Is anything broken?
She asked him. He turned to look at her, shook his head, looked back at the sky.
Ugh, if we get out of this, I'm becoming a farmer on Dantooine. I swear it.
She smiled.
I'm not joking.
She held her smile. He began to chuckle, louder. And the chuckle turned into a laugh. She could not help it. A wide smile split her face, followed by a chuckle, and then she joined him in full, both of them giggling hysterically at the dawn sky of a new day.